This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And the consensus from the mayor and the police commissioner is that it was an NYPD bullet that hit one of the officers in the arm and leg today as the officer and others tried to apprehend an alleged carjacking suspect. That officer in the hospital at this hour, his injuries aren't life-threatening. Mayor Adams says it looks like it was friendly fire indeed.
It started as an attempted carjacking of an Uber driver. Police say a 28-year-old suspect with a long rap sheet tried to steal the driver's car on 21st Road off the Whitestone Expressway. A narcotics detective who saw what was happening was accidentally shot in the arm and leg while trying to help patrol officers make the arrest.
This incident appears to be friendly fire, as we did not recover a firearm from the perpetrator on scene.
People who live nearby heard the shots just before 9 in the morning.
Maybe Sikhs.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Whitestone, Queens.
And the investigation continues. Harlem community leaders speaking out this afternoon about their growing concerns on the deadly Legionnaires outbreak and what they call the city's poor response and lack of transparency and accountability. 1010 Winds newsman Darius Ratzias tells us that meeting just broke up, and he joins us live now to tell us the outcome. Darius?
Well, Larry, community leaders in Harlem say that the city failed residents. They're demanding answers, accountability, and stronger protections after the Legionnaires outbreak that has killed 6 people and sickened more than 100. At this press conference last hour, boards representing West, Central, and East Harlem called for a full investigation, public release of a list of contaminated sites, tougher inspections of cooling towers, and an independent review of city-owned buildings. They blasted the health department for delaying key information and relying on property owners to self-police. Residents here say the crisis highlights long-standing inequities in public health and wants stronger laws and enforcement to prevent another outbreak. Darius Ratzias, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, live in Harlem.
Darius, our thanks to you for that. Yeah, they've been saying that they've been screaming all along about an outbreak. And in fact, even though they previously raised concerns about the upkeep of cooling towers, as of last night, there have been 111 confirmed cases. And as we mentioned, 7 people remain hospitalized tonight. A new effort underway to ban harmful dyes and additives from the nation's food. New York Congresswoman Grace Meng unveiling today the Ban Harmful Food Dyes Act, appropriately named, building on the voluntary measure that was announced earlier this year by the Trump administration. Meng says the voluntary initiative doesn't go far enough, though, because it fails to actually enforce the phase-out and doesn't ban some other harmful additives like titanium dioxide. She says any additives with links to cancer and other negative health impacts have no place in our food. A star-studded event headed to the Hamptons next week, and it's all in the name of supporting a struggling arts center. Alec Baldwin, Robert Downey Jr., oh, I could name a few, Gwyneth Paltrow, Mark Ruffalo, Just some of the names appearing in a staged adaptation of the 1976 movie All the President's Men.
Where are you?
Stuck. Story is stalled on us.
And you thought I'd help?
Yeah, the show will benefit the arts group that was recently evicted from the West Park Presbyterian Church on the Upper West. Ruffalo is a longtime supporter, says the city just can't afford to lose this space.
Everyone who's doing this reading got their start in places like this, and they're becoming more and more rare in the city.
Monday's reading will be introduced by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, the two famed Washington Post reporters who uncovered the Watergate scandal, which the film is based on. Tickets cost $1,000. They are trying to raise that money. A massive fire, meantime, on Long Island last night destroyed a longtime restaurant on the water, along with several boats docked there.
Even in the winter months, people would come to Krabby Amy's to see if this waterfront restaurant was open. That's how popular it was. Residents say they cannot believe the restaurant was destroyed by fire.
It all went pretty fast. So the whole Krabby Amy's, we just saw it go up in flames, and there was like a big explosion. One of the gas blew up or whatever.
The restaurant was actually closed because of the effects of Aaron, and no one was injured.
Oh, we're deeply saddened by it. We feel bad for the owner, feel bad for the community.
Authorities say the fire was not suspicious. It was caused by an electrical issue. Four boats in the water were also destroyed. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Seaford, Long Island.
Also getting word this hour of an horrific crash in upstate New York. Police say multiple people were killed and injured when a tour bus crashed on I-90. This is near Pembroke, about 25 miles outside of Buffalo. Police spokesman James O'Callaghan briefed the media on the accident.
It is a tour bus coming out of Niagara Falls back to what we believe New York City, and it had about 50-plus passengers on that, women, children. Also, the bus was traveling eastbound right before the Pembroke exit. And for unknown reasons, the vehicle lost control, went into the median, overcorrected, and ended up in the ditch.
That's horrible. Photos from the scene show a bus rolled over on its side just off the highway. Governor Hochul says she's been briefed on the accident, and her office is working with police and local officials. We'll keep monitoring as well, and we'll let you know any information and any updates we get from that particular area. Next year, your furry friend could be featured in the calendar hanging in your apartment.
Who let the dogs out?
Riverside Park Conservancy just issued an open call, y'all, for submissions for their 2026 Paws and Hooves calendar, which features both dogs and goats. Oh, you know the cat crowd is having a fit right now. Anyway, if you want your pup to be considered, you'll have to submit a photo of your dog or dogs in Riverside Park, Fort Washington Park, Sakura, Riverside Park South, or West Harlem Piers Park. From there, the Conservancy will pick some finalists, and then the public can vote for your favorites. In the end, the top 12 dogs will earn a feature for each month of the calendar with a goat sidekick. Submissions are open until Sunday, September 7th. Rots a ruck. A Long Island museum getting ready to say goodbye to an exhibit dedicated to one of its most famous residents. Billy Joel, My Life, A Piano Man's Journey, moving out of the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame in October after 2 years on display. Hall of Fame Chairman Ernie Canadio says it was really a good run.
We've had tens of thousands of visitors in 2 years from as far away as Europe, from Canada.
It follows the story of the legendary singer's life and career, featuring over 50 years of his most cherished items, including rare photos, memorabilia, vintage instruments, dozens of awards. The exhibit closes on October the 26th. Police-involved shooting this morning leaves a narcotics detective hospitalized. The NYPD and the mayor say he was leaving in earlier detail, stumbled upon an alleged carjacker, and tried to work with fellow officers to take him down, but then it went south from there.
During the apprehension, one detective from Queens South Narcotics was shot twice, wounded in the arm and the leg. At this time, it appears this was a friendly fire incident. Thankful these injuries are not life-threatening.
As for the suspect, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the man they arrested at the scene was very familiar to the police.
Mr. Dubuisson is currently out on parole for robbery after being released from prison in March of this year, and was actually arrested just yesterday for theft of service in Manhattan and released with only a desk appearance ticket.
Charges now pending against the 28-year-old suspect. The officer involved is a 12-year veteran of the department and his wife expecting a kid soon. Again, he is expected to make a full recovery. Charges today against the guy who worked at a Queens nonprofit accused of stealing nearly $900,000 from the charity. Prosecutors say Otto Starsman was an administrator at River Fund. That's a charity which provides fresh produce to families in need. He's in charge of securing grants and placing large food orders. Well, Queens DA Melinda Katz says he was placing orders all right. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to his own bank accounts and then used the money on personal expenses. She says, including buying 22 acres of land in upstate and paying an architecture and design firm. He was charged with grand larceny and criminal possession of stolen property, facing up to 15 years now if he's convicted. An 89-year-old man from Edison, New Jersey, going for a world record here. He's attempting to become the oldest pilot to fly a single-engine plane across the Atlantic. And Galkin telling us it's not just about the record.
Really motivates me the most is trying to stay healthy and keep flying. If I'm up in the air and I'm about 5 or 10,000 feet up and I look down, all my little problems that I'm having seem to disappear.
He and his co-pilot, 72-year-old Peter Tien, plan to take off from Jersey Central Airport on Saturday, August the 30th. The duo also aimed to raise $1 million for the eradication of polio. Two Queens residents have tested positive now for West Nile virus, the first human cases of the disease in the city this season. The health department says one person was briefly hospitalized with West Nile and has since been discharged, while the other remains hospitalized with encephalitis. That's an infection in the brain. After developing the rare and more serious illness known as West Nile neuroinvasive disease. That sounds terrible. In addition, two Brooklyn residents are undergoing testing for possible cases of the virus. To avoid it, you should use insect repellent, they say, when you're outside and eliminate standing water. On average, 31 people are diagnosed with West Nile virus every single year here in New York.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.